You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time to talk travelling. Now, I've mentioned this quite a few times on RNIB Tech Talk when Uber introduced this feature. And this is, we'll find out more about this in a minute, but it's a feature to allow you to indicate that you have a service slash assistance animal. But what is it exactly and how it works? We are about to find out, as joining me is Uber's general manager in the UK, Andrew Brehm. Andrew, thank you for joining us.
Hi, very nice to join you on the programme, Hubert.
So let's just start at the top. You know, what is this new Uber feature, and you know, why was it introduced now? Why was it important to introduce it at this point?
What the feature does is it allows anyone with an assistance dog to register that within the app. Once you've done that, what it means is that a driver that you've requested for a trip on Uber, a private hire driver, he or she will be notified just as they're about to come to the pickup location that you do indeed have an assistance dog with you. And in that notification, it will also remind drivers of their requirement, which I'm sure you know very well is a legal requirement, to take a passenger with their assistance dog, you know, no questions asked, and no additional cost for that. And we hope that this feature will help smooth the way for passengers who have got assistance dogs with them. If you've got the Uber app, you'll know that in the bottom right, there's an account button to tap. Then within that, there's settings and then accessibility. And then within accessibility, there are a number of different accessibility areas that you can use to, I guess, self-register. And obviously, the most important one for your question right now is the assistance dog one. When you tap on assistance dog, you will be just asked whether your assistance dog is an animal that is an assistance dog as defined under the Equality Act 2010. Yes or no? Super simple. And then if you tap on yes, which presumably you would do, you then are asked whether you'd like to select, I will ride with my assistance dog. And then so if you've said, yes, I've got an assistance dog and I will ride with it, that's when the app will then notify drivers that you have an assistance dog, and they'll be notified just as they're coming to the pickup point. And that's how you switch it on, and it's just as easy to switch it off if for whatever reason you don't want to self-declare within the app. I mean, incidentally, within that accessibility area within Uber, you can also notify that you have difficulties hearing or difficulties with vision as well. So there are a number of different areas that you can, within accessibility, self-declare, basically, which we hope, again, across all of those dimensions, will make it easier for people who have accessibility attributes to travel using the Uber app.
And once that feature is turned on, will it always be displayed on the user's profile until they switch it off, or do they have to, you know, enable that every time they book a trip?
No, it's on there until you switch it off. I mean, when you say display, it's not really sort of displayed anywhere. It's logged within the app. The only time that it displays is when, if you do have it activated, when a driver is just arriving at the pickup point. And that's where it also is sort of interesting. So as they arrive, the driver is reminded of their obligations. Well, they're notified that the passenger they're about to collect has got an assistance dog, but they are reminded of their obligations. Obviously, it's part of a requirement to drive on the Uber platform, but it is also the law, as I'm sure you know very well. And so that's there. If by any chance a driver cancels a trip after that point or at that point, because there may be other reasons a driver is unable to take a passenger, but it does remind them when they attempt to cancel that, in fact, it is a requirement to take a passenger with an assistance dog. So they get an extra reminder at that point. If they still cancel, the passenger, or the rider, as we quaintly call passengers, will then be notified and asked whether there are any issues with their pickup that they'd like to discuss with Uber. And that's when they get a kind of priority customer support. And to be absolutely frank, that is to establish whether there are any concerns about a driver's compliance with the regulation, which is that you, of course, must take a passenger who has an assistance dog.
Have you had any feedback from people who have used this feature?
I have had a number of messages in from passengers who do travel with assistance dogs, actually saying that they massively welcome this innovation. But it's very, very early days. But we'd really welcome feedback because it's incredibly important to us that that passengers with assistance dogs really should experience no issues whatsoever with Uber or, frankly, any other private hire driver taking their assistance dog.
Yes, for me, having an assistance dog myself, I think it's a great feature because, it saves you having to message every single driver while they are on their way going, "I have a guide dog." It takes away that awkward task because, well, it's there already.
And there should be no need for you to do that. And so not only do we automate it, but we do want to continually remind drivers of their obligations. I mean, it is something that, first of all, to be a private hire driver anywhere in the United Kingdom, you need to know your obligations. And one of the obligations is to carry passengers with assistance dogs. But that is also an obligation of driving on the Uber platform. So we are looking for opportunities to remind drivers of that, very, very clear obligation. And look, as I'm sure you appreciate, an important distinction between an assistance dog under the Equality Act and a pet. And a pet's a pet, an assistance dog is assistance dog, and they need to be carried, no questions asked, and at no extra charge.
Fantastic. Well, we are certainly hoping that it will make experiences much easier for riders out there, and certainly has for me. If people would like to contact you to provide accessibility feedback or feedback of any kind, what's the best way to go about it?
Within the app, there are features that allow you to contact customer support, and that is the easiest way. And we are always looking for, particularly on the topic of accessibility, that is a very particularly important and sensitive topic. So we will be looking out for any feedback or complaints, in that area.
Andrew Brehm, General Manager for Uber in the UK. Thank you very much for coming on to tell us about the new assistance/service animal feature in the Uber app here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me. Lovely to meet you, Hubert.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.